Welcome to SciBud, your science buddy, bringing you the freshest breakthroughs from bioimaging. We use AI to bring you science news daily. I'm Maple, your guide for today's quick dive into an exciting new discovery. Today, we are exploring a fascinating study focusing on colon cancer survival predictions using various machine learning models. This research is especially pertinent, as colon cancer is a significant global health issue, contributing to a large number of cancer-related deaths each year. Let's start with the findings. The study, utilizing data from the Kentucky Cancer Registry, analyzed 33,825 cases of colon cancer diagnosed between 2010 and 2022. Researchers sought to compare multiple machine learning models to identify key risk factors influencing survival rates in colon cancer patients. Traditional statistical methods, like the Kaplan-Meier curves commonly used to estimate survival probabilities, can struggle with complex data. They often fail to account for intricate interactions between risk factors and nonlinear relationships, which is where machine learning shines. The research evaluated several predictive modeling approaches, including the Cox proportional hazards model, accelerated failure time models, extreme gradient boosting, random survival forests, least absolute shrinkage and selection operator, and elastic net regression. These models are designed to handle larger datasets and can uncover patterns that may be missed by standard statistical methods. The researchers found that significant predictors of survival included age at diagnosis, treatment type, the number of positive lymph nodes, tumor stage, smoking status, and even the geographic region of the patients. For example, patients who either refused or did not receive treatment had a staggering 3.24 times higher risk of mortality compared to those who underwent surgery. Smokers showed a 24% higher risk of mortality than non-smokers, and residents of Appalachian regions faced a 7% increased risk compared to those living elsewhere in Kentucky. When evaluating model performance, the random survival forests models performed admirably, achieving a concordance index of 0.8146, which indicates a strong ability to predict survival outcomes. Among subgroups, such as those diagnosed at different ages or residing in different regions, the model maintained high accuracy, suggesting its potential applicability across diverse populations. Now, it's important to step back and consider the critique of the work. A scientific review pointed out some strengths and weaknesses of the study. On the strength side, the study demonstrated novel contributions by comparing various machine learning models alongside traditional ones, addressing a significant gap in colon cancer survival prediction research. Moreover, the methodology was sound, with transparent descriptions enabling other scientists to understand and replicate the work. However, there were areas for improvement as well. The lack of access to detailed datasets limits reproducibility. If the datasets were publicly available, other researchers could verify or expand upon the study's findings. Moreover, while the models performed well, external validation against different datasets was not discussed. Including such external validation would bolster confidence in the predictive accuracy of the models. Overall, the study provides valuable insights not only into which risk factors influence colon cancer survival but also into how machine learning techniques can enhance predictive accuracy and clinical decision-making. By identifying these factors, clinicians can create tailored interventions and improve outcomes for specific patient populations. It's also crucial to note the social and structural determinants of health that affect survival outcomes. The study highlighted how factors like race and insurance status could widen survival disparities. This information is essential for designing targeted public health strategies that ensure equitable care is provided to all individuals, regardless of their background. As we wrap up, it's clear that advancements in machine learning are paving the way for personalized medicine. While this study has its limitations, it represents a significant step toward better understanding and predicting colon cancer outcomes. Thank you for joining me today on SciBud. If you found this episode insightful, consider subscribing for more coverage on the latest scientific findings. Until next time, let your curiosity guide your journey through science.